Here's a short story for you. This one's called Ancestor. For 3 weeks, I could barely eat, barely sleep or drink. Standing up too fast had me on the floor in what felt like a blank. I tried to push through with over-the-counters and jugs of water, but I knew who I had to go to eventually. Mi mama. She looked at me with betrayal in her eyes and worry on the fingertips tracing my burning skin. She said, "I'm still in your reach. How dare you not come to me?" And while I scrambled behind my puppy eyes, holding back tears of guilt, she got to work. She walks into my room with a charcuterie of plants, teas, and pastes of all colors and smells, explaining that oregano wasn't just for some yummy pozole, but would help soothe my throat and get rid of loogies if I drank it as a tea. How the plant she watered outside daily could be smushed into eardrops and get rid of infection. How at one point of her explaining, I fell into a deep sleep. My first full sleep in weeks. I woke with no shivers, no fever, no muscle aches or pain. I woke up grateful to only be semi-deaf on my left ear and slightly sore around my neck. I woke up grateful. And as I asked my mom about indigenous roots, I feel my throat starting to tremble, but not from my tonsils. I feel my eyes start to water, but not from pain, but from hearing her tell stories of my great-grandfather that would go out in the wilderness, in the fields of their pueblo, and scavenge for his family, collecting medicinal plants and starting intentional fires next to a beehive to ward off the bees and collect only the honey he needed that week. How he'd never have a stable job because in the world he lived in, his job was to teach his kids about the earth around them. The only job he ever kept long term was pruning roses in the town hall, and to this day, it's said the roses around the property only grow more and more beautifully. My great-grandfather was an indigenous man that I never got to meet. But as my mom says, your indigenous blood and instinct is always inside you. It's up to you to help nurture it. I think of every moment I've helped heal family, lover, or friend, and how I wouldn't have known what to do in any other case except the moment where I instinctively took over. Letting the information I hadn't realized I soaked in pour out onto who needed it. I think of every moment I stopped to rub plants between my fingers, waiting to identifying it, and I realizing in the moment that I picked that up from my mother, who picked it up from her father, who you knew damn well how to use for that plant. I'm an indigenous woman as much as I am a Spaniard one. And you know, I've realized that when I'm healthy and my skin is clear, I resemble my Spanish blood, but it's in the moments that my body is craving healing that I feel my indigenous ancestors speaking to me through dreams and the sun that gives me the toasted honey skin I lost sight of as a child. Counting every tear I pour out as an offering to all the other descendants of earth protectors, healers, and lovers. Yo soy mujer indígena. I am an indigenous woman. Thank you.